Guys, welcome back to the ACL Project. Today's podcast, I'm really excited about. I just want you guys to get clarity with different phases of rehab. Talking to a lot of ACLers, a lot of people are going through, I feel like, just random things day to day, month to month, and they're not really on a path or have an actual plan. So if we break down these phases, you'll have a better idea of where you're at and what you need to work on. So let's just start off with phase one, you guys. So phase one, and just for clarity too, these phases can be, you know, different weeks for different people, different timelines, but generally we can break ACL rehab into three phases. Phase one is basically right out of surgery, and you're just trying to calm things down and get more motion. So phase one really entails making sure we are encouraging the knee to heal up and recover. Next, and same in phase one, we want things to calm down, but we also want to maximize our motion, especially with knee extension. So far, we're calming the knee down, not doing anything super aggressive, and really maximizing the motion. Make sure we're getting full knee extension, knee straightening, and knee flexion back. And then the third part I like to think about in phase one is just activating these muscles. We want these muscles used to firing. So when we get to the next phase, they're really primed and ready to go. So phase one, calming things down, maximizing full motion, and activating these muscles. And these muscles, obviously, you know, the quad is number one. That's so important to get that back. And then also, you know, the glutes, hamstring, calf, all this other musculature. So now let's go to phase two. Phase two is definitely, it's still important. We want to maximize the motion. We don't want to get out of this next phase without full motion obtained. And then we also really want to now really get good level strengthening as well. So here we should be doing a lot of things to encourage our muscles to grow. And the last piece we can add into this second phase is beginning plyometrics. I feel like plyometrics is kind of a general confusing term for the general public, but I'm talking about if you want to get back to running, jogging, jumping, playing sports, you know, you can do all the strength you want, but instead of just saying, hey, do a bunch of strengthening and then try running, or do a bunch of strengthening and then just try cutting, there's movements we can do to get your body used to these activities. Basically just steps along the way, rather than going from 0 to 100 running again. So three things in phase two. Definitely make sure we are maximizing, you get full motion back. So getting full motion back, really hammering the strength appropriately. And then the third part of that is just introduce these plyometric movements. Some of these exercises are kind of confusing to explain without showing you, but you know, I call it like a snap down, where you're standing, your hands are up in the air, you go up on your heels, and then you bring your arms down, you kind of snap your arms down, and you get into a squat position as if you were landing from a jump. So it's just one way to get our body used to absorbing these stresses. So we have phase one, basically calming things down, getting movement back, activating these muscles. Phase two, really make sure we're hammering, getting the full motion back, getting into good strengthening to support what it is we're trying to do, and introduce some of this plyometric activities. Now, phase three is when you're at phase three, I expect full comfortable motion. You have a really good foundation of strength. So really making sure we are really have a good foundation of strength, and just with through all muscle groups too, like we said before, the quad, the calf, the hamstring, all the above. And then depending on each person's goals, you know, getting, if you want to get back to basketball, it's more specific. If you want to get back to skiing, it's more specific in regards to the movements you want to get back to. So if you want to, let's say if you want to get back to dunking a basketball, it takes a lot of force to jump up and then land with these forces too. Or, you know, if you're trying, you know, it's a lot of side to side cutting or forward and then break down and backpedal a little bit. So getting used to the same forces you're going to get back to in your sport or whatever it is you're trying to do. So basically phase three, assuming you already have full motion and all that, make sure your strength is on point and then introduce more specific higher level movements. So guys, these are three basic phases I think we could break down the rehab process. What I catch a lot of people doing, even if they're working with a rehab professional, is some people, you know, it's kind of all over the place. They were doing a little bit of motion, then they stopped that, and they didn't even know they don't have full motion yet. Or some people, they're kind of doing strengthening, or their PT or whoever says, okay, just try running, see how that feels. But no, they're skipping all these steps. So guys, I hope these phases make sense to you. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me through my Instagram, the ACL Project. There's underscores between each word. So guys, feel free to reach out whenever. I'm always here for you. Hope you have a good rest of your day, rest of the week, whatever it is, and let's get after it.